Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. The power of friendship. As we navigate the exciting, and let's face it, sometimes challenging journey through midlife, building a strong female network isn't just a nice to have, it's an absolute essential. Why? Because we're all going through similar transitions, and there's incredible strength in shared experiences. In our younger years, friendships often happen organically through school, early careers, young families. But as we enter midlife, those connections can sometimes fade away, leaving us feeling isolated, just when we need the support the most. So here's why cultivating a strong female network and friendships in your midlife is your secret weapon for thriving. Firstly, friends support you during life changes. Whether it's empty nest syndrome, career shifts, divorce, caring for aging parents, these are just a few of the transitions that many of us face. Having a circle of women who understand and can offer emotional support, it's invaluable. Secondly, career opportunities and mentorship. Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, whether you're pivoting to a new field, or maybe you're starting your own business, your network will provide leads, advice, mentorship. Women supporting women in their professional endeavors, it is so powerful. Thirdly, you get a strong sounding board for new ideas. If you're thinking of doing some study, if you are thinking about starting a side hustle, having a good friend to share it with will offer fresh perspective, constructive feedback, and encouragement to pursue those dreams. Next, you get emotional support and genuine friendships. Let's face it, sometimes we just need to vent, to laugh, or to cry with someone who gets it. Having those deep, authentic friendships become even more precious as we age. And last but not least, your health and wellness motivation. Having friends who encourage healthy habits, it can be a game changer for your physical and your mental well-being. So now we've established why female friends and networks are so important, let's talk about how to build and nurture those connections. Let's face it, it's daunting, especially if you're naturally introverted or maybe you feel a bit out of practice. But I promise it is worth the effort. Firstly, join local groups or associations. Look for organizations aligned with your interests, your industry. Many have subgroups specifically for women in midlife. Maybe you'd like to attend a workshop or a class. Learning something new is a great way to meet like-minded women. Think of a cooking class, a writing workshop, a tech seminar. Shared interests become a natural conversation starter. You could volunteer. Giving back not only feels good, but it connects you with women who share your values. Reach out to old connections. Remember, it's never too late to rekindle old friendships. That college roommate you've been meaning to call. Do it. Be brave. Sometimes it takes you being brave to initiate a coffee date. For me, I like to walk with people, so if I meet someone new, I'll often invite them to walk with me. So if you see a woman you admire in your work or in your community, invite her for a coffee, invite her for a walk. Most people are flattered to be asked and will say yes. You can leverage social media. Join Facebook groups for women who are in your age group or in your area of interest and engage genuinely in the discussions. And don't be afraid to then take those connections offline. Maybe you want to host a gathering, start a book club, start a walking group, maybe a monthly potluck. Creating a space for connections can be so rewarding. Remember, it isn't about collecting the longest list of friends on Facebook. It's about forming genuine, mutually supportive relationships. And here are some tips to help you nurture those connections. Start by being authentic. Don't try and be someone you're not. Real connections form when we show up as our true selves. You want to listen more than you speak. Show genuine interest in others' stories and their experiences. And offer support without expectation. Be the friend that you want to have. Offer help, share resources, or simply lend your shoulder when needed. And follow up. After meeting someone new, do send a quick message and say how much you enjoyed connecting. Those small gestures do go a long way. And be consistent. Building strong relationships, it takes time. Make an effort to stay in touch regularly, even if it's just a quick check-in. Let's face it, we have so much to offer each other. Wisdom, experience, empathy, strength. By building and nurturing our female friendships, we create a powerful support system. It can really help us navigate life's transitions with grace and with confidence. It's not too late to expand your circle. Every woman you meet has the potential to become a friend, a mentor, or a source of inspiration. Be open, be genuine, and watch your community grow.